The Canucks, the Oilers, the Flames, and the Winnipeg Jets have a rookie tournament in Penticton for the next 4 days. So I'm going out there.
Well, so our next guest might be there.
No, I am told he's going to stay back in Winnipeg with some of the prospects that they have in Winnipeg. But I had actually asked if Paul was going
to
be going.
Oh, well, we'll talk to him. He is the head coach of the Winnipeg Jets, and he got a new contract, and he's one of our favorite people. Here's Paul Maurice. How are you? Congratulations.
Well, yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. And you're right, I'm not going to Penticton.
What's the matter with you?
Making
lost
a mistake,
your mind,
man. You're making a mistake.
No, you know what? I had never been there. We went out there. I had no idea how beautiful that place is.
Spectacular.
And it's a great tournament. And but we got to a point, we've pushed a lot of young kids into our lineup. We got to the point where there was a place, there was a guy, and then I'll use Kyle Connor, who's not going to be at the tournament, where he wasn't getting what he needed out of the tournament to prepare for main camp. So what we did is we start tomorrow a mini camp of about 15 guys that are kind of aged out of that Penticton camp, and we want to get them on the ice and get them tuned up so that they have a better chance to be ready to go. So we'll still put a good young team on out there, but we'll stay back here and skate the kids.
Who did you assign to be their leader, their head coach?
Our head guy from the Manitoba Moose, Pascal Vincent, and his dad will be out there, yeah.
Hey, just on that, with the fact that, and I know your season at 82 games is busy, but Pascal's group plays in the same building, plays their home games at MTS. How many games would you have watched at home of the AHL team?
I'm going to say, honestly, about five or six.
So not that many, really?
No, because when we're at home, they're on the road.
Okay.
So it's kind of alternating.
Right.
So we're just not around each other that much. I get to it when I can.
So I don't know how long the new deal is. Do you want to tell us?
And how much money?
Yeah,
we
want 100 years, 100 million.
Well, that's $1 million a year.
Yeah.
That's hey, listen, if you could get $1 million a year for 100 years, do it.
My kids would be happy, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, right on.
Well, guaranteed to be okay, I guess.
It was great. It took all of a minute to do, and that is not an exaggeration. It may not have gotten to the full 60 seconds. They were very kind and generous, as they always have been.
Based on that, when did that conversation occur?
So we had done the structure of it basically in July, and right after free agency and rookie camp, and then we didn't kind of get down to the final details till the last couple of weeks.
So historically, a coach is hired by the general manager. Is that what happened here, or were you talking to ownership, or who were you negotiating with?
Yeah, just Chevy.
Just Chevy? Okay.
Yep.
And you guys obviously have a good relationship. He just got a new deal.
Yeah, he's five and really lucky. You know, I've had anybody that I've had some time to work with, for the most part, Jimmy Rutherford and Kevin, I've worked with for a while. They're so very similar in how they handle coaches and the people that work for them. I've been really lucky.
We talked at the top of the show, Bob and I did, about, I think one of the attributes this franchise has is patience. And I think that's going to come back and help this organization at some point.
Patience, but it has to be with a strong plan. So I got hired on a Sunday, coached on a Monday here, and on Saturday I had an in-depth conversation with Kevin about what he wanted me to do in the near term, and that was the end of that year and the next year, and where he thought the team could go. And what he said to me that day is exactly what happened. He said, we think we got some good veterans and some decent young players, but there's a very real possibility here that we're going to find that we're going to have to get really young, really fast, because we believe we'll have more good young players coming in. And Kevin and his staff do a marvelous job of drafting these guys. And that's exactly what happened. We set a franchise record in that first year, but we didn't win a playoff game, and we had some good players, but we knew we didn't have enough skill and talent in our lineup to win with, and we could kind of muddle through and say we're trying to get to a certain place and you know, be patient. But he was patient, the idea we're going here and we're going to get real young, and we did. So the number to try to explain it is that year that we had 99 points, we had just over 500 games played by players under the age of 25. And last year we had over 900 games played by players under the age of 25. The difference would be, on a pure skill level, this team now is quite a bit better than that team that made the playoffs. It's just not quite as veteran, quite as gritty, and not quite as good at the hard parts of the game. But our skill level has gone up dramatically. we know we can teach the grittier parts, and some of that, those guys just get a little older, a little bigger, a little stronger, and then this team is going to be a very good team for quite a while.
With Paul Maurice, the Winnipeg Jets head coach. So Shannon and I were talking prior to your arrival here, Maurice, and, mm-hmm. and we were analyzing your team and Line A and Ehlers and Shifley and all the good young players that you've got, and John's very...
I love Ehlers. And, I love Ehlers.
How can you not? He's fun to watch.
And he's very optimistic about the future, but... we all know that it is almost impossible to win in the National Hockey League unless you have a goaltender, and I'm not sure you even know who your number one goaltender is. Do you?
No. The honest answer is it's not hard stamp. We know that Steve Mason can put together blocks of high-end hockey. Great start, had some good years, had some struggling years. And we also firmly believe that Connor Hellebuyck will be. Where that leaves them both in terms of number of the games this year, in complete honesty, I don't have a hard number on that. And whether it's not just a competition through training camp and you get the job as the number one guy and you keep it, you've got to fight for that and earn it all year. We fully believe that either one of them could establish themselves very early as the number one guy, and that's the way it stayed the whole year. But we're also aware that they'll probably give it back and forth to each other. As long as we get, in our mind, average to above average goaltending, we're going to be a very good hockey team.
You're bang on about Steve Mason. I've never seen a better goaltender get streakier than Steve Mason.
And you need that. And you need that in this league. And when he's not, though, then we think we have a guy that can come in and run games as well, because he's done it as well. I think Steve has that as part of his game. Connor has it as part of his youth, that tendency to be a streaky goaltender. Mm-hmm. But we do think we've got a talent level now that we haven't had in the past on both our goalies.
You got a third goaltender, too. You're going to camp
Michael
with
Michael Hutchinson comes into camp, and he, 2 years ago, played some real good games for us. He's a good goaltender. We don't have him quite where we have the other two, so that'll be a tougher decision for us and very probably a good goaltender that may have to move on.
The other guy that, I think... We started to talk a lot about him as the season went on last year, particularly after the World Cup, where he was with McDavid and Matthews, and that was Mark Scheifele.
Yeah.
And Scheifele, to me,
he's a real good player.
Oh, no. Mark, I like Blake Wheeler, but to me, Mark Scheifele, is the next captain of the Winnipeg Jets. And I don't want to say that, because that puts a knock on Blake Wheeler, and it shouldn't be that way.
And I don't think that's unfair. I will say this, that Blake Wheeler is absolutely the right guy. And I could talk to you for an hour about this guy. I've had Ron Francis, Matt Sundin. I know that Blake doesn't necessarily put the numbers up of those guys, but in terms of the quality and consistency of man, that's what always amazed me about Matt's. And you guys lived through it. We all did it for a couple of years anyway. That wasn't an easy place. There weren't a lot of easy days there. But Matt Sundin was the same guy every single game in terms of how he drove the game, how he came to practice. There's a level of consistency that these elite guys have, and Blake Wheeler has that. He's special. But Mark Scheifele is going to be the captain of this hockey team at some point in his career, for sure. He is, in so many ways, the driver of that offense. Blake is a big part of it. Mark, as that centerman, certainly drives it. And if you get a chance to spend some time with this guy, this is the guy you want your kids to grow up to be. He is that good a person. He is such a pro at a young age. Like, he's worked with Gary Roberts, never misses a workout right from a young age. He does everything he possibly can to become a better hockey player, and then does it with a smile on his face. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of those guys who grind through their life and kind of grumble about how hard they got to work. Yeah. Mark does all that and enjoys every minute of it. He pushes himself. It's really refreshing in sport to see somebody that young, that mature, that grounded, who can have fun and drive himself every single day. Like, you don't have to ask him to get off the couch to take the garbage out, right? It's out. He's done. He's washed your car, and he's ready to go to work. But, and he's done it at a young age. He's just great to be around.
By the way, I hate to remind you, but Dallas is retooled, is better.
Yes.
Nashville, Chicago's mad because they got knocked out in the first round. St. Louis, Minnesota, that's your division.
So, and it's funny because I've read some reports how, you know, the Central Division's not quite as good as it used to be. I'm right there with you with Dallas. Like, they went from out of the playoffs to first place to out of the playoffs, added four big, strong men to their team. They might be the best team in the Central Division right now.
And a hard-ass coach ready to prove something to everybody else too, right?
Right, and they had, and you know what? And when you look at Dallas's year last year, it was terrible. It was almost exactly like ours. They had a horrible schedule, like we did. They got pounded by injuries, and they had a heck of a time keeping the puck out of their net. And I think they've fixed all those things, so they're dominant. The positive here in this is, you come out of the Central Division, you learn, and we were a real good team in the Central Division. You learn how to win in the Central Division. You can win.
Summertime is over. Back to work, Coach. And congratulations on the new deal. We couldn't be happier for you. And hopefully we'll run into you soon, sooner rather than later. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
It's always our pleasure. Anytime. Paul Maurice, head coach, Winnipeg Jets.